Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
On the air.
Let me unmute myself. Welcome to Corner's Corner. Happy birthday, Wayne.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I'm really old.
Yeah, Brian will be on in just a second. I logged in on my phone and had the music going, trying to get to the computer. People private messaging me. Brian telling me he's running late. I'm like, the show's up and going, so I'll be there momentarily. excuse me. We are doing some changing to the show. First off, today is going to be about anxiety, depression. When we did this not long ago, but I want to do it again because there seems to be a lot of that going on in the community. But on Monday nights, I'm going to kind of have like, I don't know what I'm going to call it, but like an open night, open mic night or whatever, where people can call in if they want, talk about any and all chronic pain disorders. It's going to be, the show's still going to stay on chronic pain. So Tuesdays, yeah. I'm probably going to do anxiety and depression. There's a lot of different things we can talk about. Wednesdays is going to be RSD, CRPS. Thursdays, MS. But I just got a message a little while ago that MS is going to be put on hold temporarily for just a little while. I think Steven's having some problems. And I really don't want to go into details. So the MS is going to kind of be on hold temporarily. So we're going to have to come up with something for the show for Thursdays for the time being. But I think I kind of want to go that way with the shows, Wayne. I think it's going to do a little bit better than trying to – I mean, we're still going to try to get as many other disorders as we can, but that's going to be a long process, man. There's a lot of them. So we're going to have to really take our time.
Oh, yeah. Boy, so, what do you think? In a month, you know.
Well, yeah. There's Brian. Let me kick him in. But yeah, I think we'd be better doing the shows because I want to concentrate on doing, not necessarily repeat, but you know, anxiety and depression. We can do that every week because there's so much stuff to cover. RSD, CRPS, we can do that every week, just like MS. You know, Mondays leave open for people if they want to. They can call in any night of the week, but if they'd rather call in and talk about a certain disorder, Monday nights would be the night to do it. And that's the night that we could switch around and, you know, put a different show there if we need to. Because I want to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because that's when Brian's available. He's available late on Tuesdays, obviously.
No, this should be the only time that I was running behind.
Don't feel bad. I was running behind, too. When I was in here, and then I got doing something, and I logged in and got the music going. And I looked at the time, and I'm like, it's a couple minutes after 8. I better let Wayne know that I'm here. Because I knew you was running late because I got your message. It happens. So anyway, Brian, we're going to talk about anxiety and depression. Me and Wayne did a show the other night on this, or the other night. Like, what was it, Wayne? A week or two ago? It's been the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So, Brian, I kind of let you take this one if you're ready for it. I know it's kind of a short notice. I should have told you earlier today, but I didn't. If you want to talk about anxiety and depression for a little bit, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
No, that's fine. You know, with the anxiety and depression and stuff, there's always that risk there, you know. So basically, you know, the main thing is if you feel yourself getting depressed, you know, talk to somebody. Don't ever be afraid to talk to somebody, whether it's a friend, a professional, even if it's somebody that you don't really know. I would be careful about how going and doing it, but you know, I have had people come to me that they didn't know me. You know, in fact, a couple months ago, it was in your group, Dan. A lady messaged me, and I talked to her for 3 or 4 hours. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning when I finally finished talking to her she was depressed. And, you know, and so anytime you get to feeling depressed or anything, just find somebody to talk to, you know, don't do anything that's going to hurt you, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I guess that's why I want to do the shows like I was telling Wayne, and you kind of come in towards the end of it. But I want to keep doing anxiety and depression every week because it's very important, man. We have a lot of people in the chronic pain community ending their lives because they can't cope no more, and it's understanding, but we need more and more people to reach out to someone. Like you said, it doesn't even have to be a friend. I used to be available late nights until I changed my sleeping habits. So now I go to bed between usually 11 and 12, sometimes 1. But you know, if somebody needs me, my phone is always by me, so I can hear it go off, because I have to keep it down kind of low when I go to bed, because my wife has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I got to be a little respectful. But I'll always sit up and talk to somebody if somebody needs to. Kim, the administrator in my chronic pain group, which she's been with me for years, she talks to people all night long, all the time. And I've tried to get her to, you know, send some people my way instead of stressing yourself out so much. But that's just the way Kim is. You know, she's great hearted. She helps a lot of people. And so, yeah, people just need to know, they need to be, not to be scared, reach out so somebody can be there for them. I have a gentleman, and I don't want to mention his name, but he's been having really a hard time here for a while. And I keep reaching out to him, I'll talk to him anytime. And he'll message me a little bit, you know, in the group or something, or on Facebook, but he won't private message, he won't call. I'll give him my number. You know, we're not doctors and psychiatrists and all this good stuff, but we are ear to lean on. We are there to be supportive of others. So I just want to, you know, stress that. And Wayne does that too. Wayne has said numerous times, feel free to call me, hit me up on Facebook or whatever. So I know there's more than just us three. I know there's a lot. I think Wayne just popped open a beer. Pepsi Max. It's his birthday, yep. So I thought maybe he was having a drink or something.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. No, I have a beer like every 4 or 5 years on a really, really hot day. Right. And the really hot day was in Philadelphia, and I couldn't find a beer anywhere. So, you know, that's over with. I'm good for another couple of years.
All right. Yeah, you know, and one thing with and I really believe this, we allow ourselves to really get in a just depressed state of mind. There's a lot of things we can do to prevent that. Me and Wayne's talked about it on the shows before. Brian, me and you have talked about it on the phone or messenger or whatever. But, you know, when you find yourself feeling really, really down and depressed, pick up a book, read it, color, crossword, listen to music, go for a walk, do whatever. You know, like for me, for instance, just as a small example, I've been sitting in this house for several months without even going anywhere. And the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've really been trying to get on the move a little bit and get out of the house, because I caught myself going back down that road again where life just wasn't important to me no more. And that can happen to any of us at any time, just for staying inside, believe it or not. You don't have to have a chronic pain condition to be depressed. I mean, it does make it worse, yes, but, you know.
Well, actually, a lot of people get depressed just because they're sitting inside.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with their pain. It's just the fact that they're inside and they're not doing anything. You know, and if you listen to them, they'll tell you, I haven't been out of this house in a month. Why? Yep. You know, I mean, you're the one with the ability to do it, you know. When I went out, you know, my wife and I will go to the grocery store or we'll go out to eat somewhere. You know, I have the control over that. So, you know, I can't blame it on anybody else, which is why I get depressed in the first place. I mean, that's how people do it. They, you know, blame their depression on everything around them, except, you know, they're the ones that actually can control it, which is also mm-hmm. an issue of our, you know, pain community is, you know, we have to accept responsibility that, you know, nobody is going to just go, oh, hey, we should probably help you people, you know, and open up their arms and welcome us. It's not going to happen. Not mm-hmm. until we actually make a whole lot of noise.
Sure. Yeah, we do it to ourselves a lot. And I don't think it's really done intentionally from no one. You know, when Wayne and we've talked, me and you talked about this before. You have to get around in a wheelchair, and that's not pleasant. And I know it's not. I'm fortunate I don't have to do that. But for the people that do, if anyone had an excuse not to go places, that would be the people. And that still wouldn't even be an excuse. Because I know you get out, you went to Philadelphia by yourself. You know, I know a lot of people that do this. So when people say, well, I don't feel good. Well, you know what? Yesterday, I walked the furthest I'd walked in a couple years. And halfway through it, man, I was hurting like hell. I didn't feel like moving anymore. But I knew I can't just lay here and give up. I just can't do it. I got to keep fighting and pushing. I don't feel no better today than I did yesterday or all of last week. But we can't let it just beat us up. I mean, we just can't do it.
No, we got a lot of people that, you know, rely on us, you know. You know, we could go, well, you know, nobody's going to miss me. Excuse me, you know, but with the things that we do, no, people are going to miss you, you know.
Yeah,
right.
So, no, I have a reason to get up every morning or afternoon, depending on what my night's been like. You know,
right.
But there's a reason for it. You know, I've always got something to do. You know, so I can't just, you know, for me, I don't have the time to stop and give up.
Yeah.
I don't have the time for it.
None of us should. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, when you're getting like that, just set goals for yourself. You know, just start small, even if it's just something like, you know, every other day, get up and do the dishes or something. You get yourself into that routine of setting the goals, you know, and you're going to start moving on to bigger things. Well, sooner or later, you're going to pull yourself out of that depression through that way, you know.
Yeah. 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 It's hard for people to get to. I know they get it. It's just hard for them to reach out to others. I mean, I know it's very hard to do. It took me a long time to do it, and I'm still not real good at it. I'm good about venting how I feel to people, but when I'm in that state of depression, I'm not very good at saying, hey, I'm really depressed. I need some help. Because I know I have a lot of people that would help me. There's a lot of people out there that will help others and help us and others as well. But there's still a large number of people that just don't reach out. I mean, I don't know why they just don't reach out for help. And, you know, I have this suicide group, and it stays pretty quiet in there. I try to keep people, you know, positive posts in there to make people feel a little bit better. But until people actually get out and do what they can, I mean, understand, I see some people that have CRPS jump out of airplanes. They're always flying from city to city. Yeah, I find that kind of hard to believe. But, you know, maybe it's true, because we have to keep pushing ourselves. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not don't want to bash anyone for trying to keep their mind occupied and their body halfway in shape, you know.
Right.
But people just people just need, when they feel that mental breakdown, they really need to reach out to somebody. That's how I right. look at it.
And right. getting that's them the big thing is just.
Yeah, it is. It's a very big thing. That's why we're going to keep doing the shows. Like I said, every Tuesday night, we're going to do it on anxiety and depression. Just talk about a little bit each week. Wednesday nights, as you know, is RSD, CRPS. Thursday nights, I have to find something to fill in for a little bit. Steven's out for a little while. He's got some issues going on. And Monday night, Brian, I don't know if you heard it or I told you or not. I don't know. I need to come up for a name for it, but it's be like an open mic night type thing. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about that evening, have guests call in if they want to call in, talk about certain disorders. It'll all be on chronic pain, but I was thinking, you know, we've got 150 different pain disorders. That's a lot of work to do every week, trying to do a different show on something different. So we're going to continue trying that, but it's going to be limited to Monday nights.
So, right. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I had quite a bit of feedback on it today. They people said they really liked the lineup. So I'm like, okay. And then I got the message from Steven saying we had to, or he could do it this week, but he needs some time away. And I just told him, I said, don't worry, man. Take time away. We'll fill in the show until he gets back. So that's kind of what the show lineup's going to be every week. So that's where we stand. Hey, is this mic sounding any better than the one I had last night, or do y'all notice?
Does sound a little bit better, yeah.
Does it? When I talk, I hear the echo. It's feeding back through my computer. I ain't figured that out, but it's a USB headset, and supposed to have a better mic on it. Well, I've used it before. I like it because it has a button on it I can hit and mute myself like I did when I was talking to Wayne when the show first started.
Yeah. Yeah, I always hear him. unmute. Yeah,
I was telling him my happy birthday and everything going on, and now he heard nothing.
Not a thing.
Oh. He started to talk and I unmuted myself and he's like, oh. Big surprise.
And I'm talking to nobody. Yeah. Oh, this actually really happened before, so yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
But you know, I posted something a while ago and I want to kind of clarify it, people that are listening to the show. I made a comment a while ago about if you want to listen to real people with real chronic pain issues, try to make a difference and do it for free, listen to our show. Because there's shows out here right now, guys, that are making big money off of radio shows. And again, I'm not in it to make money. I'm in it to help other people. And I want each and every person that is affiliated with me in any way to understand and know that there's no money made on this show. That's why we sponsor ourselves. There is no other sponsors. There's my stuff, and y'all stuff, and that's it. And I just think it's very important because I see people trying to come over into the chronic pain community now on their radio shows. And that gets my anxiety up a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. But it's because they're trying to make money. I mean, simple. They're trying to make money. And And that's just no way to be. We've got too many issues to have that kind of stuff going on, you know. But anxiety is a big, big thing. A lot of people say depression is worse. I ain't so sure. I got really bad anxiety, and it was never really this bad till I got injured and got CRPS. Now it's like 3 times worse than it ever was. Ways to keep your anxiety down. Huh. Y'all got any ideas? I mean, I do. I just let y'all talk for a minute.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, with the condition that we have in the United States right now with the turmoil, I mean, it's really hard not to be, depressed or anxious. It's, what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, we haven't seen this since Reagan, old crazy Ronnie with, what's he going to do tomorrow? You know?
Yeah.
So now we got, we can't worry about what, these yahoos are doing. It's kind of like, when you were a kid and none of the neighborhood kids were around, you had to kind of actually amuse yourself, And for me, when I got divorced, and I had a heck of a time, adjusting to not being, with somebody in the house, when I realized I'd never been with myself before. I had no idea on how to live with me. It was like everything I did pissed me off, And once I actually learned to like myself and that I wasn't that bad of a person and I could amuse myself, then it's a very hard step to take. But, once you realize that, I can take care of myself, I can do for myself, you have to kind of step down to reality sometimes and go, my disease, I can't do this or I can't do that,
Right.
Wow. Are we washing clothes or?
Me? No, that's not me.
We have to actually, we have to. I don't know. No. Wow, I mean, that sound like somebody's washing clothes.
It might have been my headset because I just touch it like that and it goes crazy. It's sensitive. maybe Brian's washing clothes. I don't know. Not me.
No, I could hear it too. I didn't know what it was.
It might be my fan. I got it in the back of the room. It's blowing the other way. So, I don't think I'm going to use this headset again. I like it because I can hear it. It's real clear on my end.
Yeah.
But it comes through my computer, and I don't know. Do you know anything about that stuff, Ryan? It's USB. It's plugged in. I don't know.
Maybe.
Don't get a USB.
Maybe.
Don't get a USB. Don't get a USB headset.
Maybe sitting too close.
I don't know. My cord only goes so far. My other one's like got a 10-foot cord. I can sit in here and walk out in the living room almost. So, but yeah, with all the other stuff going on in the world right now, it is very hard to keep our anxiety down. And I think a lot of people are starting to, I guess, realize that what's going on in this country is causing a lot of us to really hurt unnecessarily, because I don't see as many people, and maybe it's just me and my Facebook, I don't know, but there's not a whole lot going on. It's been kind of quiet for about a week now, and I'm glad, because it was getting out of hand, believe it. It was getting out of hand. People being angry at other people because they're trying to help spread awareness and do this and do that. Y'all seen it on my Facebook. I just, it just needs to stop. We just need to work together, come together, work together for a cure, and help each other out when we need it, and we'll be okay. That's just what needs to happen.
Right,
yeah,
that's the main thing.
Is
just everybody needs to work together.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take a commercial break and listen to Brian's commercial.
My commercial.
Yeah, your commercial. We'll be back in like 2 minutes and 18 seconds. All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Excuse us while we take a short break. We would like to thank you for listening to our show tonight. Please take a moment to check out Coiner's Corner sponsors on Facebook, Chronic Pain Warriors, and Putting Out the Fire. Now go get yourself a snack and a beverage and come back to join Coiner's Corner for the second half of our show.
I'm talking to myself again.
Okay.
You got to hear your commercial. I forgot to unmute myself. I don't like these headsets. I'm sorry. I don't. Do you want to? I see, Brian, you put something up. Is that about that new stimulator that you just uploaded?
Yeah.
You was going to say something. Say something about that tonight. Are you ready to say that, or you want to wait until tomorrow night?
Well, let's wait until tomorrow night. I didn't have a whole lot of time today, so
yeah.
Like I said, I mean, it's. I did put it in. It's in the files.
Yeah, yeah. I see when you downloaded it.
If somebody wants to look at it. I just uploaded it to Putting the Fire Out. I do plan on putting it in Chronic Pain Warriors and Hope for the Patients as well. So you can take a look at it in there, you know. But we'll go over it tomorrow night.
Okay, that's cool. That works. Hey, before we get back to anxiety and depression, real quick, Wendy, I'm trying to find her group. What is going on there? I know they're trying to do a quilt now. Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah. Wendy's group, they are going to be doing a quilt. And the name of the group on Facebook is CRPS/RSD.
Warriors.
And then Warriors. Mm-hmm. Now, what they are going to be doing is they are going to be taking a 5x5 sheet of like quilt material, and they will get it out to whoever wants to. I'm trying to remember. I think she said they're looking for 46 people. So okay. That's going to tell you how big this quilt's going to be. But right. You'll put your name on that little 5x5 sheet, and then sign your name to it, write your name, whatever. That way they know who the person is that is suffering, from CRSP. Or excuse me,
CRPS.
Yeah. And then you can also, whether you want to put like some type of a CRPS quote on that, or if you want to do like some sort of an icon or a logo or, just anything that you want to draw on it, you can do something like that. Send it back to her. They're going to have the quilt put together.
Okay.
And then the center of the quilt, I cannot remember. I'm thinking she said like an 8x10 or an 8x11 section in the center of the quilt. We're going to come up with some kind of a big design to put there in the center of it, and tie all that stuff in. Well, then what they're going to do is they're going to send that off somewhere. We're still looking for a place to send it off to. And then they're going to have it auctioned off, and then all the proceeds is going to go straight into CRPS RSD research.
Okay, cool. Why we're on the subject of this stuff, I want to shout out to some of my friends out in California. I'm just going to give first names. Kim, Leanne, I think Liz, and there's more than that. Sanja. The rest of the crew, I'm going to say, because I don't know all their names. They really are doing some amazing things out west for raising awareness. And my friends over at Ferocious Fighters, they do a lot for them. That's Patrick and his mom, Meg. Patrick's the little boy that I met a few months ago here in Florida. They're doing their little tour thing. And great, great family. Patrick gets the oxygen treatment, or did get the oxygen treatment, and was doing rather well. Since he's been back, he's had a few little episodes, but I think he's been doing rather well, the last I heard. So anybody that can hear my voice, if you guys have kids that have RSD, CRPS, please look up Ferocious Fighters. They are amazing. Patrick, this was his dream. He wanted to make care packs and send them out to kids around the world with CRPS. And I think it's a great, great thing. And I just wanted to give them a shout out. I haven't talked about them in a while. And they're great. And my folks out there on the West Coast, thank y'all for listening, and thank y'all for all that y'all share every day awareness. And I'm greatly appreciated, man. We need a lot more people like that. So back to anxiety and depression. I don't know how many people in the chronic pain community, and I wish I could put a number on it. We take enough medication as it is.
Yeah.
But I believe if our anxiety and depression is that serious, and we need to have something to help us with it. I do take something to help my anxiety. There goes the washer machine again. I can hear it. I don't know what that is. But, I don't like having to take the crap, to be honest with you. I don't like taking any of my medication. But it does make my day a little bit easier when I take the medication. So, I guess I'm going to continue taking it. But I just want people to know that don't be scared. Don't be shy of this stuff. You need help. I mean, it's that simple. we're not above that, you know. And I think some people really feel humiliated because they're, you know, wow, I've got chronic pain and I hurt all the time and I can't do anything. Well, can't never did anything to begin with. So we can do things. It might hurt us more to do things, but we can. And people need to start. The bottom line is this: anxiety makes your pain 10 times worse. And they can disagree with me all they want to. It's a proven fact. It's everywhere. It happens to me all the time, and I know I'm not the only person. It happens to all of us. So we can find a way to control our anxiety, which, like Wayne said, right now is a very hard thing to do. And I'm not, it's not a lie. I mean, it's true. It's extremely hard. Yeah. Less jobs than there's been since 1977. That's a long time. The lowest job rating there is, or highest, however you want to put it. It's the worst it's been since 77. It's a long time. And jobs are very hard to find. And disability does not pay enough for an individual to survive on, I'll tell you. So I get people's frustration. I get their anxiety. And, you know, I know where it all comes from. We all do. But if we can not watch the news, I've quit watching it. I used to watch it every day because the shootings and bombings, man, my pain was so bad, bro, I can't even get out of bed. And I stopped watching that crap. And I have been feeling better. And I know part of that's because I don't watch what really is going on in the world today. It makes me sick. Makes me hurt worse. Does. Makes me mad. You know, there's just nothing good about it. And
yeah, you know, I mean, as far as that, you know, the news and stuff goes, for instance, I didn't see it on the news or nothing, but when I was at the grocery store today, the lady at the cashier, she was saying that her daughter called her yesterday and was telling her that she wanted to come back home, you know, move back home. Mm-hmm. She lives up in Chicago, Illinois. And she said yesterday alone in Chicago, they had 350 shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, that to me, that would be enough to drive anybody, you know, crazy. And I mean, just to hear, and you hear that every single day, you know, maybe take a day or so break from it, you know.
Hey, I listen to the police scanners a lot, you know, extra spare time, especially when my wife's watching TV out there and I'm sitting out there. I'll plug in my headphones and listen to the police scanners all over. And I always hit the top 50, and the top 50 goes Chicago is first. And there's always about 600 to 800 people at a time listening to Chicago. And it's all robberies, gunshots. It's just, I mean, I have to turn it off. I just listen to it because I like the, you know, kind of listen to things going on in the world. But it can get really, really annoying. And there's Wayne beating on his keyboard. I got him in stereo.
I was tapping. I wasn't beating.
Tapping very hardly, very hard.
Well, I got somebody who wants to be me on Facebook, and it was I caught him, and so I was leaving my little message.
Keep it nice, Wayne. Keep it nice. But you know, we can do things. We just kind of have to limit when it starts. We'll know. I mean, we feel it. Your anxiety starts getting high, chest starts hurting, your breathing gets bad. Guess what? Yeah. You got to switch it up. You got to do something different. And one thing I want to do, Wayne and Brian, both y'all, whichever one of y'all can help me with some research on this one.
Okay.
It's something that my mother passed away with. My brother has right now, my aunt just passed away last month with it. My grandfather passed away with it. And I'm pretty sure it runs in my family. I got to find it. One of y'all can carry on for a minute if you want. I'm looking for something. If I can find it. It's to do with your breathing in your lungs. I cannot find it now.
Has it something to do with sleep apnea?
No, it's alpha one. I have no idea what this word is. I'm going to send it to y'all. Because you guys are great at researching stuff.
Antitrypsin especially. Deficiency?
Alpha
1,
yeah.
Antitrypsin?
I think so. I don't know how to pronounce that word. I just sent it to you, so you should get it.
Oh, if it's the one that you had last time.
Yeah, I think
let's
so.
Let's see what NIH has to say about it.
I have the website for it, but I'm trying to find your email. Yeah, I got you now. I have a thing for it. I could probably send you guys, but it doesn't say a whole lot about it. Or it does, but I don't understand it. Let's put it that way. It's kind of like POTS, but it's very deadly. It's very, very deadly. Right.
Yeah, here it is. I know what you're talking about. There was a football player down in Florida last week that died from this.
Yeah. And from what I read, I used to donate plasma, you know, to help them out. I used to donate twice a week and donate blood when I could. You know, just to help out and stuff. And last time I went to donate plasma, I think it was last year or year before last, they said I couldn't because my blood was cloudy. And I'm like, what do you mean it's cloudy? And when I take blood, you know, they do draw blood for blood tests, they never say anything about it being cloudy. And I was talking to my brother, and he said, yeah, that happens when you have this, or it can happen. Because they said they told him that too. Dude, he had 8 chest tubes in 7 months.
Wow.
That's bad. It's bad. What it is, it's kind of like, let's see how to send this to y'all. It's kind of like, I don't know how to say it. It's like a growth on your lungs. A tight thing. It's not like emphysema. It's a growth, and what it keeps just like a balloon. It just keeps growing over another one, and over another one, and over another one. And when that outside balloon pops, your lung collapses, and it can just keep doing that and keep doing that. My brother's lung is completely dead. His left lung, and that's the one that I had problems in and had a small growth on it several years back. So I'm a little worried, so I'm going to get that checked when I go back to the doctor. So all I need is something else to go along with everything else I have. But
right.
Well, maybe, Brian, you're not going to be here Thursday. Wait, maybe we can do a show on Thursday. Does that give you enough time? I've got a little info on it. Brian just sent me something.
Want to try to
manhandle that one Thursday, me and you?
Sure. it seems that it's caused by the damage to the small air sacs in the lungs. And, you know, which is what your lungs are filled with. And those keep bursting. And they don't grow back. So
it's hereditary. And like I said, my mom. Huh?
I said I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, well, that's what the doctor told my brother. That's what he told my brother.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's. You know, you see it. That's a lot.
It's like probably about 100 different genetic testings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
Oh, that was the A's. I'm sorry. specific gene. It goes from A to Z. And yeah, it was. Wow.
All points in between. Oh,
this kind of puts POTS to shame. Oh, now you can actually see the chromosome of the DNA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't looked at what Brian has sent me a minute ago. I've seen he sent it. Kind of scared to look at it. Yeah, but that's what my mom had. My mom had her dad, my aunt, and I have two younger brothers. My middle brother, which is 47, he has it. Yeah, see right here, it's a genetic disorder.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what. So I'm gonna try to do that if we can't. I mean, I'll wait till Thursday morning to put the show together and make sure that we got enough stuff to do it with. So if you don't think we can come up with enough, then we won't do it. But I would like to do this because I feel that a lot of people out in the chronic pain community that have breathing problems, this could be the problem. Could be. I'm not saying it is, but it could be, because this is something that was not known, I believe, until 2005 is when they discovered what it was. So it's not a long time ago, honestly.
Well, that's fairly recent, actually.
Yeah, 2005. I mean, you know, it's been, 10, 12 years, something like that. So, I mean, that's not a very long time for something like that. And it's very, very deadly. So I would like to try to do a show on that as soon as we can. I need to research it more myself, and I'm going to do that the next few days. Because I know I have a friend that I've told Wayne about that says she has POTS, but the symptoms that she has, and I hope she's not listening and I scare the crap out of her. I don't want to do that, but the symptoms that she says she has is the same, almost the same exact thing as the symptoms for this. It's
Symptoms somewhat close together between the two?
From what I can tell, some.
Because
the one POTS affects your lungs, but I forget how Lisa explained it. It was different than this, totally different. But they both affect the lungs. This one is just this one I'm talking about. This A1 alpha is just the lungs by itself. It doesn't affect anything else, just the lungs. So, and I already have COPD, so I probably got it. That'll be great. That's great. I'm keeping my hopes up that I don't have, but my brother's really on my case to get tested for it.
Well, so I need to get it done. When it comes to anxiety and depression and just what you're talking about, the first thing you got to get over is admitting that there may be something and go get yourself checked. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We all need to be really checked out by a good doctor, not just a pain management doctor, a regular physician. And I have a really great primary care doctor. So I'm, you know, everybody needs that. And, you know, we've done shows on doctors and stuff, and people say, well, I just hate doctors. Well, I don't like them either. But a lot of them are decent doctors. Just because they don't know about CRPS or Lyme disease does not mean they're not a good doctor. It's like my daughter said, because they just don't teach that in medical school. He goes, if they taught more of that in medical school, he goes, that would solve a lot of problems. And he's right. It would. It's something they just don't teach. And hopefully by everyone in the community, chronic pain community, bringing awareness would be great. I mean, would be great. I want to say this, and it might make some people mad, but I'll take the heat for this one. You guys ain't got to say a word. I want to say, I pain International Pain Foundation, raising awareness, which is great. But when you meet actresses and actors and movie stars and musicians, I definitely hope you're spreading the word about CRPS, because that would go a long, long ways with what we got going on right now. Okay, Brian, shoot, man, we're down to 3 minutes. You got something to say, right?
Oh yeah. probably about the last week, there is somebody that is somewhat new to the CRPS, and I've been talking to her quite a bit this week, and she's struggling really bad. And I would just like to say that, you know, you're not alone. I'm recognizing right. you, and I just want her to know that, you know, you're not alone in this, and there is help right. out there. We just got to be able to find it, you know. And so just know that there's people out there that you can talk to, and we're all thinking of you.
That's right. I don't know this person. I don't know who it is, and I respect that, because I don't give people's names out too much neither, just out of respect. But yes, know that I work hand in hand with Brian, and Wayne works with me and Brian. We're all in this together, and any one of us will talk to you at any given time. Wayne's the night owl around here, I think. He stays up all night, or most of the night. I don't.
I try not to either, but sometimes it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning before I go to sleep. But it's just because the pain just won't let me sleep.
Sure.
You know, but it goes. I mean, you know my philosophy, you know, never give up, mm-hmm. never give in. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my thing. That's what I tell everybody.
That's true. That is true. You know, I just want everyone that can hear hear our voices to know that, yes, we're here, and we're not the only ones here. There's a lot of other people. I have a lot of friends that, you know, they don't say a whole lot, but let me tell you something. Somebody needs them, they're right there. All I got to do is pick up the phone or a message, and they'll be all on it. So no one in the chronic pain community will be left behind. If you are, that's your choice. But, you know, we want you on.
Right.
We want you riding with us, listening to us, talking to us, helping us out. We'll help you out. That's what we're here for, folks. We're here to help. And that's all I got to say. You want to use, Wayne, you got anything?
Minute? Actually, the only thing I got to say is, don't be afraid. You know, people are out there. People want to talk to you. People want to hear. Accept it. You know, we can help. Whether it's just make you feel a little bit better for the day, it's still worth it.
That's it. That's it.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, tomorrow night,
with the quilt, real quick here. With the quilt, I have just come across a post from Brenda Jean. She is works with Wendy. I'm going to post her post on putting the fire out, so you can refer to that as well on the quilt.
Okay, that will work. Yeah, I've been in that group too. I've seen them, but I figured I'd let you talk about it. You've been talking to her more about it. So, everyone, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be doing CR or RSD CRPS tomorrow night, gentlemen.
See ya.
Have a good evening, everyone. All right, good night.
Brian, Dan, good night.
Bye.
See ya.